Well, a truly wonderful time, dear listener, because we are joined telephonically at least, because we've had to sort of re-change things around as things move and evolve in all sorts of ways. But we can actually welcome heartily to the airwaves once again, and indeed podcasts as well, for Southside Broadcasting, the full-time chaplain team leader, or indeed team leader, general all-round wonderful person at the Chapel of the Good Samaritan, of course, Reverend Malcolm Masterman. How are you, Malcolm?
I'm very well, and with an introduction like that, I should be on top form.
Oh, it's always important. Now, I have to clarify something to start off with, because obviously people will be possibly having wages on this with Bishop Centenary and you in York and a whole range of other things. There's no truth in the rumour that you're going to step into the shoes of the current Archbishop of Canterbury.
I don't know whether I've got a skin tough enough. He suggests you need the skin of a rhinoceros, I think.
Well, who knows? Different, many are called, few are chosen, and all sorts of other things. Some people have greatness thrust upon them, and so on. But,
well, I'd rather it wasn't thrust this way, please.
There you go. It's that time of the year where clearly spring has sprung, is currently springing. We're heading up to Easter. We've got the season of renewal. We're in the process of Lent, so we're coming up to Holy Week. This is obviously going out, first of all, within Holy Week, etc. And it's a time where, yes, it's contemplation. It's focusing on what we've actually got within the life experience that we're sharing on the planet. But it's something which certainly we constantly need to be reminded of, really, that renewal is very much a part of the human experience.
Absolutely. And today we're speaking on the spring equinox day, which is an interesting concept. So we're just moving into spring and then into summer. And the whole process of spring is about renewal and new birth and new life. And yesterday I was driving my car and I noticed some of the spring lambs, one of the first I've seen out in the fields, which was rather nice to see. So you're very much into that area of renewal. But Lent is that season. At the church where I worship, we've had a Lenten focus on prayer during Lent, and the whole concept of renew ourselves with God through prayer. And sometimes prayer, interesting Sunday sermon was about silence and the use of silence and not always having to say words. And that's harder for you on a radio, I suppose. But just the concept of, for all of us to have some space and to be silent. And I think that's a good message to come into Holy Week. We're not far off Palm Sunday, which, to remind listeners, that's the Sunday when Jesus entered Jerusalem and they threw down their coats and their palms in his way, and that's why we get little palm crosses if you come to church on Palm Sunday. So Jesus entered triumphantly, and yet very shortly afterwards, only 4 days later, he was handed over to be killed on Good Friday, so Maundy Thursday, when the institution of Holy Communion was established, that's carried on throughout the centuries in all churches, each as a daily act of remembrance of Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. So Good Friday, we have that on the cross, and then we come back to the burial in the tomb Good Friday evening, and then the empty tomb on Easter Day. All that is about new life. What we thought was dead has come back and regenerated and brought about the beginnings of the church.
As actors, people are informed regularly, people if you study the acting profession, of the power of the pause and the time to reflect. And you're absolutely right in terms of addressing that. This is, again, time to reflect on the whole processes. And it's something we do need. I mean, on a more celebratory note, I think I'm not alone in being quite heartened by the recent tremendous support that was given for the Bolton Wanderers footballer Fabrice Muamba. Just from the point of view of the number of people who were saying pray for Fabrice, and in a society in which sometimes we're told, oh, we're secular, we lost the faith, etc., that was the most interesting thing that came out of it for me from that story. The number of people, footballers, professionals around the country, etc., who actually did have those words, pray for Fabrice, and maybe it's important that we do acknowledge that whole notion.
Absolutely. And it's interesting you say that, Alex, about society, because one of the things, as Lent began, I was struck on Ash Wednesday, and the number of people on the radio were talking about giving something up for Lent. And these were Radio 2, and it wasn't religious programs as such. What are you giving up for Lent? So there's a whole section of society that follows the traditions of the church, even though they may not attend church themselves. So, and I think that is true about major accidents and major incidents like Fabrice, where he collapses and people, there's an outpouring of grief and of what can we do, and one of the things we can do is pray. And sometimes we don't know what to pray, but sometimes just the silence in thinking of him and thinking of his family, his fiancée and his child, is an opportunity, his wider family, is an opportunity just to hold them before God in silent prayer.
Absolutely. Now, moving on, I'm not sure whether you'll have these immediately to hand, but I'm presuming there will be a Good Friday service and a few other sort of Easter events that will be taking place at the Chapel of the Good Samaritan.
Well, there will be the usual things. Good Friday, there will not be a service as such, because it's very difficult to get people down. But we will be doing bedside services around the hospital on Easter Day and on Good Friday. If anybody wants that, if you're a patient, just ask the staff to contact the chaplain and one of us will be along to see you.
Absolutely. And of course, the first and third Sunday of every month, Sunday Mass from the Chapel of Good Samaritan is there, and transmitted through Southside Broadcasting. Malcolm, it's been fabulous connecting with your good self once again. I've missed these sort of connections in all sorts of ways. We're back in full force. So I take it then you'll be willing to join us telephonically at least, probably sort of just shortly after Easter, and obviously as we head up to Trinity Sunday and all the rest of the sort of exciting things as the year proceeds.
Of course,
the other sort of thing I wanted to mention is I was shocked to find that you're not actually scheduled to actually carry the Olympic torch as well. I really thought you were a shoo-in for that.
Did you?
Well, indeed. I thought as it sort of works there, I think in June, as it passes through Middlesbrough, etc., I thought, that's a definite line. Outrageous. Never mind.
Oh, you've got me thinking now. I should have put my name forward.
Clearly.
Did you have to put your name forward, were they chosen?
I think it was a mixture of both, but what the hey. I don't think I was asked either, but never mind. We carry on regardless.
We will carry on regardless. Malcolm Masterman. Goodness me, that's soon coming up, isn't it?
Absolutely. Malcolm Masterman, Reverend Malcolm Masterman, full-time chaplain, team leader for the James Cook University Hospital. Many thanks indeed.
Pleasure.